Psachim Perkei Mishnah Yud 5:10, the last of the Perek and the last that describes the process of how the Korban Pesach was offered. So we just finished saying that they were Tola Mafshit, they suspended the animal by its hindquarters and flayed it, and that was for the purpose of the removal of the Emurim. And the Mishnah here says, Karov Hotzia Emurav. They would then cut open the sheep or goat, and take out its emurim. Emurim are the sacrificial parts that go on the altar. Again, they include various hard fats around the organs in the abdominal cavity, as well as two kidneys, both kidneys in other words, a portion of the liver, as well as in the case of a sheep, the aliyah, the fatty tail. Nasno b'magas, they put those portions on a platter. This is going to have to be like all utensils used in the Beis HaMikdash as part of the korbanos, the offerings. It has to be a kli shares, a utensil for service, meaning that it was consecrated specifically for use in these procedures. So this is a kli shares, I guess, a platter. And the Mishnah skips the important step of being moleach, of salting these offerings. So these emurim would be first dipped in salt, brought up on the platter, v'hiktiran al gabei hamizbeach, and then they were put on the mizbeach to smoke and burn. The word haktara again is to cause to go up in smoke, like the word katoras, and that's what's happening here also. Okay, now with that we finish the process of the offering activities in the Azara, and now we have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Now under normal circumstances, meaning not on a Shabbos, everyone would now rush home because they want to get their Korban Pesach into the oven to begin its roasting. So we'll be ready for dessert for Seder night, which is tonight. But on Shabbos, we can't do that. On Shabbos, one can't carry out in the streets of Jerusalem outside of the walled areas of the temple complex. The pashas is that it would be an Isra Durabanan. The reason why is because the walls of Jerusalem would make it into a Shusiyach and Midoraisa, but Midorabanan we're treating it as a Carmelist. That's a Pasha understanding here. But even that's enough. We're not allowing people to carry in the streets of Jerusalem, and therefore they have to wait till Shabbos goes out. So how do they do that? Yatsa Kas Rishona, the first of the three groups, when they finished doing everything, they would leave the Yashva Lahar Bahar Habayis, and they would sit and wait on the Har Habayis. Remember, meaning outside of the walled area of the Azara, of the temple complex, like the Azara, the building, there was a huge open area, the Har Habayis Temple Mount, which was sort of a tiled area that was surrounded by colonnade on all sides. It was very large, 500 amos on the side, and there, even bigger actually, I'm sorry, in Herod's time already, it's a huge, a bigger area still, and they would wait out there. Shnia Bechel, the second group, when they finished doing their procedures, they would leave the Azara, the temple courtyard, and they wouldn't go all the way out into the Har Habayis proper, but there was a fence that went around the building on the Har Habayis. That fence was called the Soreg, and it went around the whole perimeter of the Chatzer, at a distance of 10 amos, like 5 meters, whatever, 15 feet, let's say, whatever it is, 20 feet, and the second group would stay inside the area, meaning they would be outside the Azara, but they would be within the Soreg, that fence, in an area called the Chel. Fascinatingly, by the way, just as a side point, in the 19th century, archaeologists actually found the sign that Chazal talk about, written in Greek, at the put up at the Soreg, at the fence, which says, non-Jews may not pass beyond this point under penalty of death. It's been found, it's sitting in a museum in Turkey, in Istanbul. Anyway, so that's that. So, Vashlishis, the third group, Bimkoma Omeres, they would stay in their place, meaning they would stay in the Azara until Shabbos went out. And just a small nuance here, you'll note that while the first group is said that they would V'yashva, they would sit on the Har Habayis, whereas the third group is Bimkoma Omedes, they would stand in their place. That's because there's a prohibition against sitting in the Azara, it's Hashem's house and, you know, whatever you want to call it, his home, if you will, and therefore no one's allowed to sit there, with the single exception of a king from the Davidic line, otherwise no one sits. In contrast, back in the Harabayis, people may sit if they want to, and that's why the difference in the words there. Chasheicha, once it becomes dark, meaning Shabbos goes out, so then Yatzu, they would leave the temple precincts, Vitzalu es Pischein, and they would begin the roasting of their Korban Pesach for Leil HaSeder, which is ready that night.